Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A strong low pressure system pushing into the state from the west has prompted winter storm warnings from northwest Alaska across the Brooks Range to the Canadian border. National Weather Service meteorologist Joe Kristen says the system is expected to drop significant snow over the mountains.
Up to a foot of snow in some locations north of Ambler. And we're looking at snow to start after 10 p.m. tonight and continue through Saturday morning.
Kristen says areas south of the Brooks Range, including Fairbanks, are expected to receive far lesser amounts of snow and primarily at higher elevations.
1 to 2 inches in the hills north of Fairbanks. Might see some accumulation in the valley levels on the grassy areas, but the ground might be a little bit too warm.
Further south, winter weather advisories have been issued for the central and eastern Alaska Range, where more substantial snow as well as strong winds are forecast. The federal government is making low-interest loans available to people who lost homes and other property in the McKinley wildfire. According to a release from the Small Business Administration, the federal disaster loans are available to residents, business owners, and nonprofit organizations. Businesses and nonprofits can borrow up to $2 million, while homeowners are eligible to get up to $200,000, and renters can borrow up to $40,000. Interest rates range from 4% for businesses to 1.75% for homeowners and renters, with terms up to 30 years. The money can be used to replace or repair structures, machinery and equipment, as well as make properties less vulnerable to future wildfires. Loans are also available to businesses and nonprofits that did not lose property but suffered economically. According to a post on the Alaska Fire Information website, the McKinley Fire destroyed 51 primary homes, 3 commercial buildings, and 84 outbuildings when it burned through an area along the Parks Highway between Willow and Talkeetna in mid-August. The Fairbanks North Star Borough School Board has made it official that students are allowed to wear cultural attire during graduation ceremonies. The change, approved at a meeting Tuesday, broadens existing district regulatory language, which already allows some Alaska Native and other cultural dress at commencement, and spells it out in policy. It was precipitated by a student mistakenly being told that they could not wear traditional Alaska Native clothing at a graduation ceremony last spring. The board heard a lot of public testimony in support of the policy at a meeting last month, and speaking prior to a vote at a meeting Tuesday night, board member Tim Doran called it the right thing to do.
A really good recognition of things that are important to students and families.
The board unanimously approved the policy change. The upcoming Alaska Federation of Natives Convention in Fairbanks will focus on government. According to a release announcing this year's agenda, the theme for 2019 AFN is Good Government, Alaskan Driven, with, quote, fact-based sessions focused on public education, health care, welfare, safety, and infrastructure. Specific topics of discussion include the state's fiscal gap and the permanent fund dividend. Resolutions passed by AFN delegates set positions on key issues and action priorities for the following year. AFN will also feature cultural, dance, music, arts, and crafts. The country's largest gathering of Native peoples is returning to Fairbanks after being held in Anchorage the last 3 years. AFN events, which include the annual Elders and Youth Conference, which precedes the actual convention, run the week of October 12th through the 19th and are expected to draw 6,000 people to the Carlson Center. Homer residents have voted to prohibit thin plastic shopping bags. KBBI reports that the bag ban passed in Tuesday's municipal election will prohibit retailers from providing plastic bags thinner than 2.5 mils, with some exceptions, such as plastic bags used inside stores to carry produce or meat. Homer City Council member Carolyn Venuti supports the bag ban.
The winners are the future. The kids, the animals, those are the winners. There's so much research out there that shows what happens when this plastic breaks down and animals digest it.
The city had a similar ordinance in place roughly 6 years ago, but it was enforced for less than a year before it was overturned with a citizen ballot initiative. Homer resident Charles Anderson voted to abolish the ban back in 2013 and voted against the bag ban this week. Anderson says he's frustrated that the issue has come up again.
I wholeheartedly support anybody that wants to use reusable bags or choose whatever they want to help the environment. But just because something's a good idea doesn't make a good law. And when you use the force of government and the people have already spoken, I have a problem with that.
But many other Homer residents are fed up with plastic bags, which litter beaches and other areas. The ban will take effect on the first day of January. I'm Dan Bross.